Pope Benedict was flown by white papal helicopter to the Vatican Wednesday from Castel Gandolfo, where he has been spending the octave of Easter. The Holy Father was greeted by a crowded St. Peter's Square, where pilgrim groups from Slovakia, Australia, Indonesia and Mexico were among those gathered to hear his first general audience of the liturgical season of Easter.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
There he told them that all Christians are called to proclaim Christ's resurrection.
The Easter sequence sings the victory of the Lord of life, who after heroic struggle with death now lives triumphant. After the Via Crucis of Good Friday, our solemn Easter vigil sets us on a Via Lucis marked by consolation, peace and hope. It is fundamental for our faith and our Christian witness that we proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Nazareth as a real historical event.
Pope Benedict went on to say that Christ's resurrection transformed the meaning of life for everyone of every time, adding a new dimension to the significance of life, death and suffering.
By dying, he put an end to death, and by rising, he brought new life to the world. May the joy of the resurrection of Christ give us courage to live his gospel faithfully and bear witness to it generously. Amados peregrinos de lingua portuguesa.
Thousands of pilgrims are here in the Eternal City to take part in Easter celebrations, and on Wednesday they were in high spirits. Pope Benedict struggled to make himself heard above their calls as he greeted them in various languages, including English.
I extend particular greetings to the groups from England, Scotland, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Malta, Australia, Indonesia, Canada, and the United States of America. May your pilgrimage to the Eternal City strengthen your faith and renew your love for the Lord, the giver of life. I wish all of you a happy Easter.
And after a farewell tour of the square in his open-topped Pope Mobile, Pope Benedict made his way beneath the Arch of the Bells to the helipad in Vatican City, and from there to Castel Gandolfo, where on Sunday he will recite the Regina Caeli and celebrate his 82nd birthday before returning to the Apostolic Palace Sunday evening. I'm Emer McCarthy.